Parijo will say good morning. Let's continue. So we are picking up in the middle of Sif Yud. We began yesterday the section called Charata, called Remorse, with the Shai Tshuva was telling us that the first real concrete step in Tshuva is the feeling of remorse. So if we're using this edition, we're finding ourselves on page Yud. About four lines down from the top. Vo'od. Furthermore, so remember again, the Mechaber was telling us, actually, you know, we could pick up a little bit earlier. You could pick up a little bit earlier on page Tes, five lines up from the bottom, even though we read this yesterday. Page Tes, five lines up from the bottom. Ve'echech lafti ba'olam cholef omed la'ad li'olam. How could it be that I went ahead and I swapped this world, or I swapped the Olam Haba for this world. I was about to say, when a person sins, says Shai Tshuva, a person sins in Adira, so a person essentially is making a choice between which world they choose to place primary emphasis on. Am I placing my emphasis on Olam Hazeh, or am I placing my emphasis ultimately on Olam Haba? That's the fundamental question. So a person, after the act, begins to ask themselves, how could it be that I went ahead and I allowed myself to just be fully enmeshed in a world that is fleeting, and I've given up so much in return. So we read this yesterday. Remember again, the main thing that distinguishes man from animal is bechira, is free choice. How could it be that I gave up my free choice? Because remember again, according to the Shai Tshuva, essentially, so an act of an Avera is in and of itself the abdication of free will. Because free will gives us the ability to choose wisely. And here I went ahead and I gave up that choice. I gave up that right. Breathe into me the breath of life, the wisdom of the heart, the intellect, to understand him, to revere him, and to rule over my body. To rule over my body and every and all the other physical aspects of my life. Kasher, page Yud. Kasher im shila ashar balichayim she'ina medarim ma'asher yakra be'inov nichbada v'achar asher ba'avur zos nivresi v'ayibi hefech miza lama li chayim. So this is actually what we ended up with yesterday, that we were created because we are creatures of bechira, we are creatures of choice. And as such, we were created because we have the ability to exercise our bechira, our free will, in a way that allows us to accomplish great things. When I commit an avera, I am failing to utilize my bechira. In fact, again, I'm simply settling back into the natural default animalistic mechanisms of this world, who follow desire, who follow wants, without any kind of exercising of real free choice. I'm fine, thank you, Mashi. So I've given up to a certain degree my entire reason for being. Very, very, very strong lashon. Ken yeshenemar adam toa miderech hask askel bikal refaim yanuach vaot. So listen to this. Furthermore, see, the Shai Tshuva begins by saying the following. The goal in life, or I should say the purpose of life, is to use my bechira, to use my free will. I want to use my free will, and the goal is to use my free will to do good. When a person sins, so this is interesting. In the Shai Tshuva's model, sin, avera chait, is not the use of free will. See, I would have thought that when I commit an avera, I'm using my free will, right? I'm choosing to do X. All right, maybe I should have chosen Y, but lamais, I'm still choosing X. Shai Tshuva says no. Shai Tshuva says what sin represents is a drive to satisfy the most natural, carnal, internal desires of man. Right? That's what sin is. I want something. It's natural impulse. So when I go ahead and I act on natural impulse, that's not an exercise of Bechira. Just the opposite. That's the absence or abdication of Bechira. An incredible, incredible idea. In which case, I'm no different than animals, right? You see, sometimes you hear this phrase, like an animal, and we think it's disparaging. The Shai Tshuva is not saying it as a disparaging. I mean, it's disparaging. The Shai Tshuva is saying it just as a matter of fact, that at the end of the day, at the end of the day, Lamay Sora. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. At the end of the day, what I'm going ahead and doing over here is that I am, by failing to use my bechira and acting on impulse, I am an animal. I'm an animal. Again, it's not an insult. It's just a statement of fact. Animals act on impulse. By me failing to exercise my bechira, I'm also acting on impulse. Now the Shari Chuba says something even more amazing. He says, the truth is, I'm even worse than animals. I'm even lower than animals. Why? He says, why? Avashafati mimena. I'm even lower than animals. Why? Ki yada shor komeu, v'chamor evos ba'alov, v'ani lo yadati v'lo hisbonanti, v'shilachti nafshi l'chavshi ma'adonah. So of course he borrows the words from the Navi, that even a shor, this is the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuvah, even a shor, even an ox, knows the ones who owns it, right? And the donkey knows from whose trough it eats. See, even animals have a recognition of, we'll call it, master kite, right? Even they understand who their master is, that they are not fully self-autonomous. And me, when I sin, I didn't contemplate, and ultimately, again, I allowed my soul, my body, to act separate from my master. Ta'amti sufi, v'nashisi suf sofi, v'gazalti, v'chamasti, v'aldal bosasti, v'lo zacharti yom hamoves, asher lo yashir, lifnei nishmasi, bilti im gviyasi, v'admasi. And instead says Shar Tshuva, unfortunately, what ended up happening is I acted even lower than the animal. I forgot everything. I forgot my free will. I forgot the fact that ultimately, again, I have to stand din b'cheshbon. Well, so this is the other piece, which we'll get into more. You know, the Gemara brings down that if a person is having a problem with their Yetzirah, and a person can't overcome the Yetzirah, what should they do? So the Gemara gives a number of different things that you could do to rein in the Yetzirah. If all else fails, the Gemara says, Yaskir lo yom hamisa. Remind the person that one day we die. One day we die. At some point in time, again, we leave this world. We have to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give din v'cheshbon, to give an accounting of our life. And that ultimately is the greatest wake-up call. But when I sin, I forget all that. I forget all that. I forget my bechira. I'm not even like an animal. And I forget the fact that one day I have to give an accounting. V'ha'inyon asher be'arnu, hu asher dir be'yirmiya alav ha'shalom, Ein ish nacham ara soli mar ma'asisi. And the truth is, this is what the Navi Yirmiyahu really gave our ancestors incredible musar about, because Yirmiyahu said, Ein ish nacham ara soli mar ma'asisa. No one's even thinking about to say, what did I do? What did I do? What Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and this is very affirming. If you'll notice again, the Navi never tells the people not to sin. The Navi never tells the people, again, how could you sin? The Navi instead tells the people, how is it that you don't have remorse? How is it that you don't even think about what it is that you do? So we'll say, so this is the first step, according to the Shari Tshuva, in the Tshuva process, what he calls charata, remorse. Remorse. I feel bad for what it is that I have done. Why do I feel bad? Why do I feel bad? I feel bad, number one, because, again, sin, by definition, is the failure to exercise bechira. Bechira, free choice. Free choice is what makes me human. So essentially, again, when I sin, I effectively, spiritually dehumanize myself. And you'll say, I become like an animal. I become even less than an animal. Well, I become like an animal that I'm acting on impulse, not on free will. But even an animal seems to have some recognition, ultimately, again, of its master, while I have none of that. Furthermore, again, I will say, the remorse comes from the fact that I have to give accounting for this act after 120. And lastly, the remorse comes from the fact that, remember how the Shari Tshuva began this entire section. Remember, what was his lashon to begin with? His wording was, v'yashir al libo, ki ish onesh, yavin levavo, ki ra umar azvo es Hashem. At the end of the day, the real remorse comes from the fact that what? That sin generates richuk. Sin generates separation. Sin generates distance. And that by itself is the greatest collateral damage of sin. The fact that my goal in life is closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here instead, again, I stand now at a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So step number one in the tshuva process is this remorse, this charata. We'll say, let's begin Sif Yud Aleph. Ha'ikra Hashem. What is the second part to the tshuva process? I'm on page, in this edition, page Yud, Sif Yud Aleph. So what is the second part of the tshuva process? Ha'ikra Hashemi, Aziva Sachet. We'll say Aziva Sachet means leaving the sin. Leaving the sin. Or perhaps more simply stated, stopping to sin. Stopping to sin. He says, Kiyazov Durachov Haroim, V'yikmor Balibo, B'cholavavo, Kilo Yosef Lashuv B'darech HaZeod. So we'll say, so the way the Shari tshuva, so obviously, to stop sinning is obvious, right? The Shari Tshuva doesn't have to tell me that I have, that part of Tshuva is stopping to sin, right? Because if I'm doing Tshuva, but I'm still sinning, then what? Then what? Then it's not real Tshuva. Again, I will say, meaning, you know, the Chazal have a term. The term is Tovel v'sheretz biyado, right? If I'm tummy and I go to the mikvah and I'm dunking up and down in every single tefillah, but what? I'm holding the sheretz, I'm holding the rodent in my hand, then ultimately such a tefillah is pretty much ineffective because I'm holding the source of tumah. So obviously, I have to stop sinning in order to do tshuva. According to the Shari Tshuva, aziva sachit is not simply stopping to sin. He says, ki ya'azov drachav haroim. Step number one is I have to leave my negative ways. Take a look. So okay, I'll read to you the footnote from Meshumas Nefesh says the following. It says, Drachav Aroim, Hema Sibos V'Hashroshim Shegarmu La'avar Averos. So we'll say, this is a very important yisod. The Shari Tshuva and virtually, and all the Chachmei Moser, right? We really saw this in Mises Charm as well. Understand, sin does not just come Yishmael. Sin doesn't pop up just from nothing, right? It doesn't spontaneously, appear. Sin is the result of a number of different decisions and lifestyle choices. So sin ultimately, again, so I could do five things that by themselves may be quote-unquote innocuous or may not be prohibited, but the sum total result of those actions ultimately is chet. Part of the tshuva process, says the Shari Tshuva, therefore, is Kiyazov Drachov Haroim. I have to ask myself the following. Okay, I committed this Avera. How did I get here? In other words, what steps did I take that landed me in this situation that ultimately resulted in sin? What derech was I on? And that's what he's saying over here in the footnote. He says, Drachav Aron Hinasibos Vashrashim Shegarmu La'avor Averos. They are the reasons, the roots that caused me to sin. V'tzarech La'azov Esaderech Aro Bichtei L'kayim Aziv Asachet. T'chozman Shelo Ozov Esaderech Vasiba Shegaram La'avon. This second step is much more complicated because this second step requires an incredible amount of introspection. Personal introspection, lifestyle introspection, to ask myself, how did I get here? What were the steps that ultimately, again, led me to this particular point, and how could I engage in course-correcting activities? So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up tomorrow. I want to begin this year. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to share with you a piece from the Rav, from Soloveitchik, from Ala Tshuva, where the Rav discusses this concept quite extensively. This idea of Azivas Achet and Azivas Drachav Haroim. Meretz Hashem will continue tomorrow.